sometimes patients can be ill for a longer period of time without knowing precisely what's happened. What would you recommend to a patient who's going through this uncertain time when you may have seen the patient and you say, well, I think you have an autoimmune disease. I don't know exactly which one. You're not really ready to start therapy, but yet the patient's not feeling well. What recommendations do you have?
It's difficult to come up with a single recommendation, but if I were to choose one, I would say, remember that you cannot do this alone. It's very important to engage a confidant, a family member, a friend, a neighbor that will walk this road with you. Ideally, be with you at all the physician's appointments. When a patient is not feeling well, it's easy to get distracted, forget questions, forget the answers. Having an extra pair of ears and a second mind with you in the room is exceedingly helpful, not only for you, but for the physician, because your friend or family member can help direct the question that you may have shared with them.
As a matter of fact, sometimes spouses tell physicians much more than the spouses patient, are right. confident, much more than the patient, because the patient doesn't feel well enough to be able to actually answer or right. remember those issues.
And you mentioned also earlier, you know, writing down the questions ahead of time. Bring that list with you to the clinic visit. You may not get all your answers in one setting, but at least it can help you keep track of what you want to ask and what you're worried about. No question is too silly. No question is too simple. Share your concerns. If you are afraid about something, mention it, because sometimes it's a matter of being reassured that your fears are not justified. And it helps the physician and the care team address what really is on your mind. And that's the most important thing.